Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the EVN conference call regarding the half year one 2015 and 2016 results. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The floor will be open for questions following the presentation. Let me now turn the floor over to your host, CFO Stefan Szyszkowitz.
Good morning, and welcome to our conference call on EVN's results for the first half of 2015-2016 financial year. Having finished the first half of EVN's 2015-2016 financial year, I would like to note that the importance of certain industry trends and developments is increasing further, especially when it comes to issues such as balancing energy required due to rising feed-in of volatile renewable production. Therefore, the importance of our thermal power plants to support network stability and protect supply security in both Austria and Germany remains high. This is evidenced by an increased use of our thermal power plants during the first half of 2015-2016 financial year. Based on a new contractual agreement, our thermal power plants will also be used to support network stability in Austria during the summer months in 2016 and 2017. This new contract will be in addition to the existing contracts which are already in place for the southern Germany for the upcoming winter periods until 2017-2018. Due to these developments, our overall electricity generation increased by 14.6% during the first half year of 2015-2016, despite a decline in renewable generation, which resulted from substantially weaker wind and water flows as compared to prior year. We are also pleased to report today a strong performance of our activities in both the Austrian supply and regulated network business, as well as our Southeast Europe. All of these three segments are reported an increase of EBITDA, EBIT, and result before income tax. Finally, our environmental business registered an international success during the reporting period. EVN was selected as the general contractor for the planning and construction of three wastewater treatment plants in Macedonia. Coming to the results on group level, we are reporting an increase of EBITDA, EBIT, and group net result for the first half of the 2015-16 financial year. After this overview, let's now turn to the key financials for the first half of the financial year. The group's total revenue decreased by 2.3% to 1.2 billion euros. This reduction mainly resulted from developments in Southeast Europe, in particular from lower energy demand due to the mild winter in Bulgaria, but also from liberalization steps in both Bulgaria and Macedonia. In contrast, there were also some positive effects, such as higher revenue from thermal generation and the Austrian network business. Operating expenses, in particular energy procurement costs, decreased during the reporting period. Therefore, we are reporting an increase of EBITDA by 10%. The group's EBIT was up 22.4% and amounted to 290.7 million euros. The financial result was 79.3% lower than the previous year, which was mainly due to the following effects. There was a negative earning contribution from WEEV Beteiligung GmbH due to an impairment loss on the shares of Verbund AG, and the dividend from Verbund will be reported in the third quarter 15-16 results because it was only approved by the respective annual general meeting on 13th of April 2016. The group net result increased by 14.8% and amounted to 189.9 million euros for the first half of 2015-16 financial year. Let us now turn to what I believe is a very solid balance sheet structure of EVN. Due to a sound operating performance, we were again able to achieve further improvements of the following key balance sheet figures and indicators. Our equity ratio improved to 41.4%. Net debt was reduced by 81.9 million euros to 1.15 billion euros due to a strong operating cash flow, and gearing decreased to 42.8%. I would also like to mention here that our credit ratings from both rating agencies have been confirmed. In February 2016, Moody's confirmed the previous rating RA3 with a stable outlook, and Standard & Poor's retained its BBB plus rating and stable outlook in an analysis at the beginning of April. The next slide, we'll now see EBITDA contribution by segment. Before I will go through each of the segments in detail, I would like to state that the EBITDA of the generation segment is nearly stable, whereas a positive EBITDA development can be reported for the segment energy trade and supply, Network Infrastructure Austria, and Energy Supply South East Europe. In contrast, the environmental service business is still below the previous year due to the absence of the positive one-off effects relating to last year's sale of the sodium hypochlorite plant. Now let's continue now with the detailed view on each segment. I would like to start with the generation segment on the next slide. In the generation segment, electricity production rose by 18.4% to 2,922 gigawatt hours. Despite this overall increase, there are two contrasting developments which I would like to briefly explain. The renewable generation fell by 9.7% due to significantly weaker wind and water conditions. In contrast, the thermal generation increased by 33% due to the already mentioned frequent use of our thermal power plants to support network stability in Austria and Germany. As a consequence of these developments, revenue slightly declined by 2.7%. Operating expenses fell by 12.2%, primarily due to a decline in the cost of primary energy carriers. Based on these developments, EBITDA amounted to 64.8 million euros, which corresponds to a minus of 1.7%. The EBIT, however, was up by 73.8% and amounted to 37.6 million euros due to the absence of prior year's negative effects from an impairment testing. On the next slide, I will turn to the development in the Austrian energy trade and supply business. When talking about sales volumes in the Austrian energy trade and supply business, we are reporting different developments. Whereas the heat sales volumes were increasing, the same sales volumes of electricity and natural gas were decreasing during the reporting period. The primary reason for these developments were the mild temperature during the winter 15-16, the effects of energy efficiency measures, and intense competition on the end customer market. Despite these volumes developments, our revenue rose by 3.4% to 310.4 million euros, primarily due to a higher revenue from the marketing of electricity generated in EVN's thermal power plant for network stabilization. Lower operating expenses, especially lower primary energy expenses, led to an increase of EBITDA by 49.6% and EBIT by 56.1%. At this point, I would like to address the current topic. We want to inform you about the closing of the ready in our 14-15 full report announced transaction concerning our Econ Gas investment. In October 2015, an agreement was reached together with other shareholders on the future legal structure of Econ Gas. The main points include the purchase of the 16.51% investment held by EVN and the other minority shareholders by OMV, following the antitrust authority's release of the transaction agreed in December 2015, the sale to OMV on the Econ Gas shares held by EVN, Wien Energie and Energie Burgenland closed on the 20th of May 2016. Now I will present the developments in our network infrastructure Austria segment. As of the 1st of January 2016, the electricity and natural gas network tariffs for household customers were increased by an average of 11% each. The network distribution volumes increased for both electricity and gas, whereas the increase of the electricity distribution volumes was mainly due to growth in the industrial customer segment. The increase of the natural gas distribution volumes was driven by the frequent use of EVN's natural gas-fired power plants to stabilize the Austrian and South Germany electricity networks. Based on these price and volume factors, revenue was up by 5%. The operating expenses decreased in comparison to the previous year. Therefore, EBITDA improved by 14.4% and EBIT by 19.7%. In line with EVN's commitment to focus on supply security, 40% of our investments in the first half of 15-16 financial year were spent to strengthen our electricity and gas networks in Lower Austria. Please note that investments in the regulated business strengthened the regulatory asset base and improved cost efficiency. Both are key parameters in the Austrian regulatory models for network tariffs. Now I will proceed with the Southeastern Europe segment. In Southeastern Europe, the revenue decreased by 8.2%, which was mainly due to the following developments. In Bulgaria, energy demand decreased due to the again mild winter. In Macedonia, water flows were higher than the long-term average, but did not reach the previous year's record level. This led to a drop in renewable production. Operating expenses of the energy supply Southeast Europe segment decreased due to various factors. Lower sales volumes and a further reduction of network losses led to decrease of energy procurement costs. Additional improvements of the cost structure resulted from continuous improvements in the collection of customer receivables and from other efficiency measures. Therefore, EBITDA improved by 11.4% to 56.9 million euros and EBIT to 25.4 million euros. Finally, I will give you an overview about the developments in the environmental service segment. Revenue in the environmental service business increased by 5.1% to 88 million euros. This increase was due to higher revenue from the international project business and drinking water supplies. Despite the increase in revenues, the operating results of the segment decreased in comparison to the previous year. This development was due to the absence of the positive one-off effects realized in connection with the sale of the sodium hypochlorite project in Moscow. Therefore, EBITDA declined by 9.5% to 22.1 million euros and EBIT declined by 70.3% to 9.3 million euros. The financial result improved to minus 1.7 million euros due to the absence of negative one-off effects caused by last year's termination of the hedge and the federal guarantee of the sodium hypochlorite project in Moscow. In the international project business, we successfully completed two turnkey projects, each in Poland and Romania, and handed over the wastewater treatment plants to our customers during the first half 15-16. As already mentioned in the beginning of today's call, another main success in the international project business was that we received a contract for a three turnkey project in Macedonia. This contract has a total value of approximately 20 million euros, and the plants will be financed with European Union subsidies to support the candidate country Macedonia. Now let's continue with the development of our group cash flow on the next slide. Due to the sound operating performance, the core cash flow rose by 25.8% to 384.6 million euros. Cash flow from operating activities increased by 12.7% to 236 million euros. The cash flow from investing activities was driven by the ongoing investments, especially in the grid and the renewable energy. Cash flow from financing activities mainly reflects scheduled prepayments of loans. Please note that last year these two cash flow figures were influenced by the sale of the sodium hypochlorite project and the repayment of the related debt financing. In the first half of 15-16 financial year, the net change in cash and cash equivalents amounted to minus 23.6 million euros. Net debt was reduced by 89.9 million euros during the reporting period. Now let's proceed with our outlook for the ongoing financial year. We expect that the group net result 15-16 to remain largely stable. This statement is subject to the assumption of average conditions in the energy environment. The factors that could significantly influence such outlook include the regulatory background, especially in Southeast Europe, developments in the proceedings related to claims from the tariff decisions in Bulgaria and Duisburg-Walsum project power plant as well, as the progress on activities in Moscow. The results for the first half of 15-16 demonstrate how both energy demand and renewable production can be influenced by weather conditions on one hand and how the ongoing transformation of the energy sector impacts our thermal production. Therefore, the environment in which we are operating is volatile and certain factors are not predictable. Our strategy remains unchanged. We will continue to focus on those strategic priorities which we have been communicating in the past. This, in particular, includes the following. We are committed to our integrated business model along the value chain of the energy business. The results of the past financial year evidence that our integrated business model is particularly resilient in an uncertain and challenging market environment. Another core element of our strategy is supply security. This is above all a commitment towards our customers. From a shareholder's perspective, though, this means that we are continuously investing in the expansion and upgrade of our network, which are in turn the basis of sustainability and stable earnings. In this context, I would like to mention again that we started an investment program in 2013-14, which calls for an investment of 1 billion euros in Lower Austria over a period of 4 years. Approximately 70% of this total will be directed to the expansion and enhancement of the regulated electricity networks. By doing that, we will increase our regulated asset base in the forthcoming years. These investments are also meant to secure stable energy supplies in the future. especially as we are operating in a region with high feed-in volumes from volatile and renewable energy generation. Besides drinking water supply, the remaining portion of €1 billion investment program is dedicated towards further increasing EVN's renewable and generation capacities in Lower Austria, which means from wind power and biomass. I would like to point out that investments in new wind parks are subject to feed-in tariffs which are fixed for 13 years and are therefore also the basis of the stable earnings. We plan to raise our investment installed wind power capacity from the current level of 250 megawatt to more than 300 megawatt over the next 2 to 3 years. With that, I have reached the end of my presentation for the business developments in the first half 15-16 financial year. I am now looking forward to answering your questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9* on your telephone keypad. In case you wish to cancel your question, press 9* again. Please press 9* now to state your question. And the first question comes from Lüder Schumacher from Zokgen.
Good morning. Two questions. One is you did mention the impact on balancing power. Could you quantify this for us? How much did you earn from providing the system services? And the second question is on your outlook. Bearing in mind the quite strong H1 results, all divisions are doing rather well, cash flow is very healthy. Isn't the full year outlook of stable a bit on the conservative side?
Okay, thanks a lot. First of all, as you have seen, there is a change and a shift regarding how our thermal power plants in Lower Austria are used and called by the grid operators. And on this basis, we are expecting a low double-digit earnings contributions from the thermal power plants for the year. We will see how the summer will develop because, as I mentioned before, we also got a contract with the Austrian grid operator for the summer on this basis. This also means that our operative costs and the necessary maintenance are covered on this level. So this is the first question. And regarding the second question, you know, it's still half year, the half year results, and it is for us it's very complicated to predict what's going to happen in the following couple of months, especially regarding also the regulatory questions which we are always facing with the summer decisions of the regulatory authorities in Bulgaria and Macedonia. On this level, we don't want to change our proceeding to this issue because we are calculating on the basis of average temperatures as the business model.
Very clear. Thank you.
And the next question comes from Teresa Schinwald from Raiffeisen Centrobank.
Hi, good morning. Two questions from my side. Could you give us a feeling on the impact of the closing of the EconGas transaction in the third quarter? And the second one, a rather usual one, what's the order backlog in the project business? That's it.
Okay, Gary and Teresa, just let me take this question and just to remind that we were re-evaluating also the strategy in our gas division together with the partners of the Viennese Wien Energie and our colleagues from Burgenland. And the shift of OMV's focus to a more global energy group over time, and on the other hand, the concentration of Energieallianz to Central Europe, this mismatch has a certain risk involved, especially on the LNG side. Therefore, over the last years, we were trying to renegotiate our relationship, successfully there was an agreement in October, a signing in December, and now a closing in May. On this level, I think we have repositioned our risk position here. As you know, if you are partners and also customers of a company, there is a lot of different relations which we have to consider on the basis the whole package was defined. We agreed with the partners, the contractual partners, that we not disclose any information on the details of this sale. But what we will have under the bottom line, that the costs for the guarantees which were given to the company and their business were already included on the 14-15 results. So there is no further costs coming from the closing now. And we will stay, of course, as partner of Econgas also in the future.
So is there actually an impact on the third quarter results if
no,
the costs were included?
No. There's no effect on that. And the second question, it's 86 million euros, the order book.
Including the Macedonian order?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
At the moment, there seem to be no further questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press 9-star now. Let me repeat, 9-star if you would like to ask a question. Since there seem to be no more questions left, let me hand back to Mr. Šiškovits for his final remarks.
Thank you for the participation. We will hear each other at the end of August.
Ladies and gentlemen, this conference call has been concluded. Thank you for your participation and have a good day.